WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a matter of what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
It is the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio. Our presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. The road to Elimination Chamber is upon us. We are less than 2 weeks away. I'm Sorokin, and that's Lindsay Ward.
It's Monday night. We are on the road to the Elimination Chamber. It's a thing.
And yes, y'all, there is a Women's Elimination Chamber match happening in Saudi Arabia at Elimination Chamber. So how about that? That was the big news that came out of the show and now the news of the day.
I'm here for this. If they're going to let them do that, okay. All right. I mean, equality. Let's go.
Yep, and it'll be for the number one contender for the Raw Women's Championship at WrestleMania. So
whoever gets Becky.
Yeah, so there's five women have been announced. We'll see who the sixth one is. But Monday Night Raw opened with one of the funniest segments they've done in a long time. This was fantastic. It was the Alpha Academy Academic Challenge, the Quiz Bowl. Chad Gable is just owning life right now.
This is the most entertaining Chad Gable has been, like, ever.
He is owning his role in these segments. And it's right up his alley. Like, don't boo education. It's so good. So they categorize from presidents to biology, and Riddle knew something about octopuses, and because, a friend of a friend, Riddle knows people. Let's just put it that way. We had Randy Orton picking cartoons, and the answer was Michelangelo from the Ninja Turtles, because of the nunchucks. Then we had pop culture, and films, and sports, and the big John Elway pop, so,
Like you do.
Like you do. And then we had metric conversions to end it all. And Orton told Riddle, you're not the only one that bakes, bro. Fantastic.
Nice little
dig. You can tell, one, Gable's owning it, and two, Randy Orton is just enjoying life. He's having so much fun doing this stuff.
It's so easy for him. Like, it's super chill for him. So I can't imagine him not having fun with it. Plus, he's got the hookup with Riddle for things.
The weed. We can say it. The weed.
The weed. He's got the hookup for the weed with Riddle. So, and Riddle knows how to make it.
Yeah. So, Gable was mad when they lost the quiz bowl, which means RK Bro get a tag team title shot. Gable was annoyed by the buzzer, and I kept playing the buzzer and buzzer over and over again. The Street Profits would come in, rub it in some more, leading to Alpha Academy taking on the Street Profits, which saw Alpha Academy win the match. Good stuff. All around. I enjoyed all this.
And Chad Gable got busted open.
Yeah.
But yeah, this was a great opening segment. I'm kind of waiting for, Chase U to show up. Like, Alpha Academy versus Chase U. Maybe at some point, but, I just feel like they have the two similar gimmicks going, and it's like, well, at some point they have to face off, right?
Maybe one day. We had Lashley and MVP. MVP basically came out for, 5-6 minutes and just boasted about how awesome Bobby Lashley is and how he will retain the title at the Elimination Chamber. It's a good promo.
I saw something today, and I'm sure it's a rumor. We'll say it's a rumor. But I saw something today that kind of, like, made me cringe a little. And it's just because I simply do not want to see it. They were talking about doing a fight pit with Bobby Lashley and Brock Lesnar. And I was like, oh god, why?
I get the idea behind it, but because it's UFC style, but Brock would never do that.
Yeah, I don't understand why you would want to do that.
I think whatever you saw, maybe it was someone pitched the idea and someone commented about it, maybe? I don't know.
I don't know. Like I said, I saw it and it was a rumor, right? Like so many other things, it's a rumor. It's not confirmed at all. But I wanted to talk about it because it's like I just saw it and I was like, oh no. You know? It's just like, and I hate saying that, but it's like, no.
Okay, so Lashley was interviewed.
And yeah.
And that's what happened.
Yeah, and he said it, and he was like, I really want to do it. I'm like, no, honey, no, please don't. No.
Well, he would fight him in an MMA style fight. That's kind of the idea. All right.
I know that, but at the same time, it's like, no, honey, no. Just no.
The WWE's fight pit does not suit their style these days, especially Brock. It was a champions contender match, AJ Styles and Damian Priest. AJ Styles will get the win, which means he earned a shot at the U.S. title, I believe, next week.
Awesome stuff. This is a good match. This is really entertaining.
It was. We had Miz TV with Ray and Dominic. They promoted the video game. And they were commenting on size and how Dominic was taller than Ray. And Miz goes, are you sure you're not Eddie's son?
Part of me is so proud of Mike Mizanin for being the first one to go there with it. Like, out of anybody that should have gone there with it, it 1,000% should have been Michael Mizanin.
Yeah.
So I'm like sitting here because you're like, oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Because you just don't know, right? Like,
yeah.
Like, I think we've all of us that are aware of the storyline, right? All of us that remember that, I don't want to call it trash heap of a storyline, but trash heap of a storyline.
That event.
That event where they fought, where Eddie Guerrero and Rey Mysterio fought over a child in a match. It happened, y'all. I'm not bashing it. It's just the good old days, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, where they actually did legit fight over Dominic in a match for custody of Dominic, where they basically said that Eddie fathered Dominic and Ray adopted him. Like, we all remember it. We've all been waiting for it. Nobody's brought it up. Michael Mizanin went there. And it's like, okay, respect. Because somebody had to. It's just like, how could you not? And that's the thing with Dominic. It's like, somebody's got to bring it up at some point. Somebody. Mm-hmm. They just have to throw that out there. They have to. Because how can you not?
Yeah.
How can you not? Like, his own father literally put him up for bit, like, dibs in a match.
Yeah.
Like, put his whole family through that. Somebody needs to bring it up.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, it led to Dominic taking on Miz in a rematch from last Monday night. This time, Dominic getting the win. Bianca Belair beat Nikki Ash. Quick little matches, right?
Yeah, it was good.
We had some 24/7 shenanigans, and it led to Dana kissing Reggie on the cheek, and he asked what it meant, and her response, because we're friends.
And he got all sly.
Yeah. Kevin Owens battled Austin Theory. Kevin Owens getting the win. He had some interaction with Seth beforehand and talking about how if he beat Austin Theory, he would get put in the chamber. And, well, that sort of was not the case, as the authority on the show, Pierce and Sonya Deville, he wanted to be in there. And they're like, no, that's kind of not how it's going to be. And they said, you may not even be on WrestleMania. And he said, you can't take this from him or the people of Texas, because the people of Texas love him. He said he became Universal Champion in Texas, and he had his first Mania in Texas. He knows everything about Texas. The cowboy boots, the rodeos, the bulls. He pointed to his bull tattoo. He told him that he needed this, and he, you know, just think about it. So I get this feeling we're pushing towards Kevin Owens being in a major match at WrestleMania, hopefully.
I hope so. Like, he deserves something.
Mm-hmm. So Riddle and Orton were talking. It's like, Riddle, you need to focus. We can wrestle for title titles later, but you have a huge opportunity to main event WrestleMania. Do the thing.
Right?
Win. They're going to have the RK Broga party next week.
Oh, Jesus.
And Raider's like, maybe. We'll see. We'll actually see how that goes.
Yeah, we'll see if that, like, happens or not.
Dewdrop would beat Liv Morgan. Good match.
Little surprising that they had Dewdrop beat Liv Morgan, but not an awful thing at all. It's just, it's a little shocking, but you can kind of see where everybody's sitting right now.
Mm-hmm. But they're still using her and putting her on TV, so that's a good thing. Once again, Veer Mahan is still coming.
When?
When he damn well pleases.
I mean, I'm sorry. It's not even that I want to see him anymore. It's just, goddamn, when is this man going to show up? Like, good lord, it's been forever. I feel like at this point, the boat has finally sailed on him, and, like, nobody's going to care. He's either going to get the biggest reaction ever, or just he's going to roll up, and we're going to be like, oh, look, there he is, finally. Took you long enough. And it's not even his fault. Like, that's the thing. I don't want to make it seem like it's his fault, but, like, Jesus, they've taken forever on it.
So the billing process of Alexa Bliss continues. She was a psychiatrist. She admitted that Alexa Bliss, that the replica and Lily looked good together. And Bliss was very happy, and then he asked her to hand it over, and she started crying and all that stuff. That was part one. Part two, as you see the evolution of her continue, they talked about how Bliss cried when they handed the doll back, but she remained calm, and that was progress. And then she talked about how she got cut off by a driver, but she didn't retaliate. Then someone took her parking spot, but she remained calm and got another spot. And then on top of that, an evil creature of a woman jumped in front of her in the line of the grocery store, and she basically described Lily. Before then, she chucked her down the aisle before hitting her with a loaf of bread,
which was hilarious.
But you could see her clothing is morphing.
She looks super cute tonight.
Yeah.
She looked really, and I mean really cute tonight. But yeah, her clothing is changing, her hair is changing, her makeup is changing, her attitude is changing. We're seeing the evolution of Alexa Bliss right in front of our eyes, which, okay, all right, I'm here for that. So yeah, let's keep it going. Let's keep it up.
We had Lita come out. Fans were all big in Lita, and she talked about about Becky Lynch and how, you know, what it was like being in the ring in the Rumble with likes of Charlotte, Ronda, Bianca, Rhea, and then how Becky wasn't in there and Becky came out, and, you know, Becky was like, you mentioned, talked about one Ronda Rousey running scared from her. She said, I had to kind of channel this week, but there's a reason. Lynch said people idolized her growing up. She got, that being Lita. On top of that, a lot of people turned up their noses at when she arrived in WWE, but Lita didn't, and she was grateful. Becky said there would be no Becky Lynch without Lita, but that now there was a Becky Lynch, and there should be no Lita. The title was the most important thing to her, and this is the most important time of the year. It's WrestleMania season. She had to get rid of friends and the people, and had no problem doing that. She has also no problem putting down Lita. Lita's like, you're the odds-on favorite. You have all, you know, I'm the underdog. You're the odds-on favorite. I was just a punk rock dumpster-diving kid who chased her dreams, and she became a four-time WWE Women's Champion, and she hasn't had a title shot in 15 years, but the fans still support her, and she likes her odds. Lita said Becky should worry about how she feels when Lita becomes a five-time champion. Becky said all the fans were all Lita would ever have. Becky would go on to attack Lita. She thought about leaving. Lita got back up, twist of fate, and a moonsault. Good stuff.
Very, very, very good stuff. I like how they're building this.
Yeah.
It's super well done.
And then your main event of the show was Seth Rollins versus Riddle, which ended in disqualification, leading to Seth Rollins and Kevin Owens taking on Riddle and Randy Orton, and Seth Rollins and Kevin Owens getting the win. But Randy would lay out Owens, I believe, after the match with an RKO. Yeah.
Yeah, and this was super good as well. This was very well done.
Give me the full on Rollins and Riddle match one day.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be good with that too.
Agreed. Wholeheartedly agreed.
This was a good show. It was on Sci-Fi, so you know the commercial free hour. I know people complain, oh, but they aired commercials. Yeah, but they were not sponsored commercials. They were transition commercials. They're two different things.
They still need some commercial breaks. Like, it makes sense for some just to break up the show, because if it's just one long continuous hour, it all kind of blends together. And at this point, our brains are kind of programmed to have those breaks in there. Like, you need that interruption in the content to kind of re-stimulate your brain. Otherwise, at some point, you just zone out and you're not necessarily fully paying attention to it. So,
also, for syndication purposes, you still need the breaks.
That too. That too.
Like, that's the one thing people don't understand when they say, oh, it's commercial free. It's like, yeah, but there's also syndication rights and stuff, and yeah.
They re-air it, so.
They re-air it, it airs on Spanish television, so, you know. That's how that be. But, good show.
Very good show. Very entertaining.
But I say we're done for the evening.
I think we're done too.
Live this Thursday at Rack.
We will have news, notes, NXT, all your favorites. It's The Rack. And for Valentine's Day, because we're going to miss it, we're going to finally do the discussion topic that has been sitting in our show sheet for 6 goddamn months. And that is that we are going to be ranking the best wrestling wedding dresses. So we'll let you know where everybody's falls. It's The Rack. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WallTalkRadio.com.
It legit's been sitting there since the Dexter indie wedding.
Legit. However long that was, it's, yeah, it's been there.
It's been there. It's been there for a while. So that's Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, the pre-Valentine's Day show. Saturday night, midnight, is another edition of CB Radio. CBRLive.com, GrandTheGreatDebate.com. Sunday night, there is no show because it's the Super Bowl. So enjoy the Super Bowl. But we'll be back on Valentine's Day next Monday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, for the Wild Post Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's on Twitter. It's Facebook.com. It's just Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Game Support Channel by clicking that purple rectangle on the below the screen. You can also use credit code ROCKINSOCK or
Lynn's M. Ward.
In the Hood Night Item Shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. And you can follow me on YouTube, linsward.rockradioshow.com, or just search Lynn's Ward on YouTube. And please do that because I put out videos and I stream Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 6 to 8-ish. And then I stream on the weekends. So, you know, follow me on the Twitter, follow me on the YouTubes to get those notifications of when I'm going live.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday night for The Rack and right back here for the Raw Post Show every Monday night, Long Neighbors and Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live right here at twitch.tv/WTRLive.
WildTalkRadio.com.